Welcome to the Weight Loss for Women Over 40 podcast, where we're diving into wellness, fitness, and mindset to empower you on a journey to a healthier and freer lifestyle. So I'm your host, Nikki T, and today we're tackling a topic that is the game changer for lasting weight loss. So by the end of this episode, you're going to have an understanding of how to have your mind work for you instead of against you. So I want to give you a heads up. I am dropping some curse words in this episode. So if you have kids around or don't like curse words, you may want to yell beep when they come up in today's episode. My new goal, this new journey of mine, is to really show up completely authentic with you guys. And I curse. And so there you have it. So before we dive in, I would love for you to check out my brand new website, Maven Heart, over at mavenheart.co. We are creating a movement for you ladies over 40 where you can discover who you authentically want to be, including living in the body that you want. Having been an entrepreneur since 2006, I have had the privilege of working with over 1,000 women on their weight loss journeys. And in the early years of my career, I followed the conventional approach to weight loss, teaching the typical dieting techniques that are advocated by the organizations that taught me how to be a personal trainer, a nutritional specialist, a health coach. And yes, my clients did achieve results. However, as time passed, I noticed when I ran into them that many of them had regained back the weight that they had lost and gained more. So growing up in the ballet world, knowing my own weight and body image issues, I realized that I did not want to perpetuate this cycle of restrictive diets and grueling workouts anymore. This dieter's mentality approach that often leads to short-term success, but long-term frustration. So instead, I began diving into personal development, exploring the psychology and mindset shifts necessary for sustainable change. And what I discovered was revolutionary. So by incorporating mindset into my own life, I experienced profound transformations. And when I introduced these principles to my clients, they too saw remarkable progress. So it became evident to me that addressing mindset was the secret sauce into getting lasting change. So if you feel the urge to get off the diet wagon, then I want to invite you to join my group challenge. It's starting on May 6th. This program is going to be unlike anything I have done before. And this is the only time I will be running this particular program. So if you want to lose weight for the last time without dieting and all that other nonsense, then get into the group today so that you can feel freedom around foods and feel awesome in your body. So for all the juicy details of this program, you can email me right now because spots are filling up. And again, this is a one of a kind. I cannot duplicate this program again. And if you want all that juicy information, email me right now at nikkit@mavenheart.co. And it's Nikki, N-I-K-K-I-T @mavenheart.co. Make sure you put in the subject line, I want in, and I will send you all the details. All right, so let's dive into getting you from flab to fab and exploring the mental shifts of sustainable weight loss. So are you tired of chasing the quick fixes and the new fad diets of the day? I know you want it quick because most of you have been that are listening have been dragging this extra weight around for decades. But I promise you, every time you pick a quick fix, you set yourself up for the rebound. You must set your mindset up for success before you think about the food and the exercise. And yes, of course, you need to eat, you need to move your body. But if you do not have certain mindset tools set up, you might as well bypass all the grueling diet shit and crazy workouts and just go straight to gaining the weight again. Wouldn't you like to lose weight in a simpler way? A way that doesn't consume your life? When you learn my method, either in my group program or private coaching, you will know exactly how to lose weight, no matter what's going on in your life, and have it be sustainable. Isn't that what you want? To have the body and then never to worry about gaining the weight ever again? So I get riled up about this because I have the answer. And I get that you've done all the things, but my track record supports what I teach. I just had a former client reach out to me and she did the fall group program, which I guess finished it maybe 5 months ago 4 months ago, and she lost 17 pounds during that 12-week group program. And because I teach my clients how to continue to lose weight, even when you're done working with me, even when you're done with the program, she posted on Facebook how she's now down 33 pounds and is able to wear her wedding band again. Clients thank me for changing their lives. And I do not take that lightly. I take that with humility. I am honored that I have cracked the code and can give it to my clients. So one of the biggest mental hurdles is recognizing when you are all up in dieters mentality. This bugger can be so sneaky because, especially in my generation, you know, us 40, 50, 60, 70, we grew up in the explosion of getting fit when the diet culture was born. So this dieter's mentality can look so many ways, which is why I love coaching, because I can see it clearly, but for you, it's a blind spot. So here are a few examples of how this can show up. So you may find yourself saying, "Ooh, I can't eat bread," or "I can't eat after 7 p.m. or "I have to force myself to get to the gym." There are so many lies out there about how to lose weight. They may seem like everything has to be so freaking precise and so hyper-focused for it to work, and it doesn't. The other problem I have with dieters mentality is that it's such a mind. Here's the beep, fuck. You think you're following all the diet rules, and then you don't see the changes you want, and you spiral in this pit of despair. That's for all my Princess Bride's reference, for all you fellow Princess Bride lovers out there, my favorite movie. But you spiral into this pit of despair and you experience all the guilt and shame, which makes you want to eat more. So you are continuing to perpetuate this cycle. Or you talk so bad about yourself that you belittle yourself into punishing workouts or telling yourself you just need to sacrifice more and have more willpower. WTF, like really, let's stop this. This right here is why I'm so hell-bent on annihilating dieter's mentality, because it is so brutal to your mental health. And I know this because I've experienced it firsthand. I would beat myself down mentally because I thought, you know, there was something wrong with me, or why couldn't I just have the grit to stick it out and do the stupid diet thing? No one needs to hate themselves skinny. You have to go internal to get the body that you want. And by internal, I don't mean your organs, etc. I mean what's swirling around in your brain. You need to be aware of what your internal dialogue is saying to you, because we are mostly on autopilot. We're running on narratives that we were taught at a very young age. How many of you were taught as a young adult that maybe you should go on a diet, or maybe you should eat that, shouldn't eat that cake? Again, we're not blaming parents, guardians, or anything like that, because that's what they were taught. But when are we going to end this? So discovering what you truly think and believe is illuminating. I was giving a speech the other day, and a very well-intended woman said that we need to ask our friends and family for feedback. And I was like, no, that is not a good idea. You want to know why? Because your family and friends, they probably grew up learning and absorbing the same things that you did. You simply cannot learn about your blind spots from people who already know you. This is one of the main things my clients compliment me on. I can see the bullshit you're telling yourself. Call it a gift, call it whatever you want, but I'm really good at it. And this helps you because we're able to remove those mental blocks much faster than you could on your own. Okay, I know I'm a little bit fired up today. So we're gonna do a little halftime mini recap. Okay, so recognize when you're in dieter's mentality. And if you need help, go email me right now at nikkit@maverheart.co to get into the group challenge. And after you recognize you are in dieter's mentality, then move. Get out of dieter's mentality. Free up your brain space. All right, next. Be patient with yourself. I know it can be hard, right? I don't know how many women who come in still in dieters mentality expecting to drop 20 pounds in 2 days. Do you want it fast or do you want it forever? Because unfortunately, those two usually don't go hand in hand. So if you're losing on average about 1 pound a week, that is excellent progress in my professional opinion, because this allows your body to adjust to the changes. Minimal sagging skin for us ladies over 40. It allows for your brain to make the neural pathway changes necessary for permanent changes. And I call bullshit on the 21 day to changing habits. It takes longer, especially if you have been doing something the same way for decades. So be patient with yourself. Again, this is why I teach you the method on how to lose weight. And I coach you on your mindset. And you lose what you lose working with me. But again, you will know exactly how to continue your journey independently. Having support when you're losing weight is invaluable. You need someone to pick you up on those days when you just want to say, screw it. But I think it's important, again, to be selective as to who you have in your support system. Friends and family can be super supportive. They also don't want to see you struggle. And watch being around friends who are stuck or unaware that they are in dieters mentality. I know for me, it's like nails on a chalkboard when I start hearing people talk about dieters mentality. When I'm in a friend situation, right? It's different when I'm coaching because I can kind of call them out on it. But know who you're surrounding yourself with, right? Surround yourself with women who are going through what you're going through. And I highly recommend getting a coach. I have had a coach for the past 6 years, and I cannot express how valuable that investment has been for me. I would not have grown as much as I have without them. And if my message resonates with you, get in this in upcoming group. There are already like-minded women signing up in the group that are looking for partners for this weight loss journey. Give support, get support. My groups are set up to be a win-win all around. Not only do you get my continuous support in the program, but your fellow ladies are there to pick you up, celebrate your wins, and elevate this whole losing weight process. The May group is going to be off the charts good. Not only do you get my method for losing weight, but I'm going to personally show you how I use it too. I am getting ready for a photo shoot with a celebrity photographer in LA at the end of August. So I am giving you an inside peek as to how I do it while I'm traveling and while I'm living my life. Plus, I have some very special surprises for everyone that joins. And the group is structured really to be the launching pad for the Maven Heart Secret Society. So you're going to get a first glimpse as to what is to come with Maven Heart. So again, you can email me at nikkit@mavenheart.co, NIKKIT at mavenheart.co. Remember, subject line, I want in. I get tons of emails, and I want to make sure that I grab your email so I can send you the information. I cannot wait to see you in there. It's going to be seriously, like, I cannot replicate this group. So this is a once in a lifetime opportunity to get into this group and see what's going to happen. I'm just going to leave it there. Anyway, let's do a quick recap of this episode, right? Number one, stop hating yourself skinny, please. Second, be onto yourself. Spot when you're in dieters mentality. Next, get gritty with those thoughts of yours. Get into your head and let's find out what's going on. Have patience with yourself and the process. Okay, be kind. And lastly, get support from a coach. And if you like being in groups, get in an extra supportive one. All right, let's start going beyond the scale and getting to the root of what's keeping you stuck in the body you currently have. So imagine feeling freedom in your body, eating whatever you want, moving your body in ways you love, being stronger and healthier as you age, because what you do today will set up future you. And future you wants to be doing all the things when you're 90 years old. All right, until next time, go be awesome, and I'll see you in the group.